Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dave Wanstead, he has a cocktail poured and a very swaggy watch. A red band, the diamonds around the end, some blue, some yellow. What's going on your wrist, Coach?
Well, I got a bunch of buddies coming over to house tonight, and we're going to head out and grab a bite to eat. So this is kind of my fun watch, as my daughters call it.
Fun jeans.
Michael and his jeans. He gets in them, and I'm not exactly sure what happens.
There's a story behind this watch, as always, Danny.
Of course there is. Please, go on.
Great-grandfather gave this watch to granddad for good luck. This watch was on your daddy's wrist when they were shot down on Hanoi. It was captured, put in a Vietnamese prison camp. So he hid it. In one place he knew he could hide something, his ass.
It's called a Jacob.
The ice in the Jacob watch to make a broke hater take something.
I was co-chairing my wife, Jan, and I. We were co-chairing when I was coaching the Dolphins, the Boys and Girls Club, Fort Lauderdale. The gentleman that was co-chairing with us, his name was Ray Anthony, and he was a Pittsburgh guy. And one of his guys came up to me, and I was sitting next to him, and he leaned over, and he said, Mr. Anthony really appreciates what you and your wife are doing. He'd like you to have this watch. Mr. Anthony doesn't say no. You know, he don't want to take it.
Thank you for the dinner and a very pleasant evening. If your car could take me to the airport. Mr. Corleone is a man who insists on hearing bad news immediately.
And they Googled it, and they said, yeah, it's worth about 10 grand. So it is what it is. You know what? I'll wear it in the studio someday when I get up for a live.
Oh, thanks, Coach. What a guy.
You're such a hero. You're so rich. How come you're coming down here and waste your time with such a bunch of bums? You see this watch? That watch costs more than your car. I made $970,000 last year. How much you made? You see, pal, that's who I am. And you're nothing.
It is what it is.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Oh, that man, Dave Wanstead. Always sad when I miss a Wani appearance. I thought he was going to be busy yesterday. It was me who was busy. Thank you to the boys, Danny Parkins, Shane Reardon, and Chris Tannehill, as I took a day, but I'm back, baby. Danny's in Kansas City for the wedding of his best friend, Nick Wright.
Oh, okay.
Which is going to be a very cool...
Nick ain't married?
Nick has been with his wife-to-be for
Nick
a long time.
Nick was married this whole time.
They've been together a long time. I think there's
Common
a complicated story. I'm not sure, but... I know
I'd
that
love
it's,
to hear the complicated story on
well,
the air.
You could... Oh, on the air. Okay, yeah. I was going to say you're welcome to call Danny anytime.
Right.
But on the air, you'll have to wait till next week.
Okay.
But I get to work with you, Anthony Herron. What's up, man?
Yes,
so when did you get back from Australia? How long you been here?
So it's been almost a week. We got back last Friday night just in time to catch the Final Four for women's and then men's basketball and kind of take it all in. It's like being in the space-time continuum because that whole couple of weeks we were in Australia being like... Basically, it felt like a day and a half in the future, essentially, and then flying back here and just kind of having no idea where we're at in space and time. And we're kind of just getting to the point, like my throat still doesn't quite work yet. We're kind of just getting to the point where this world feels like the proper space in the
Why
multiverse.
Why does your throat not work?
I don't
what
know.
What were you doing?
I don't know how often you've time traveled, but apparently it affects your vocal cords.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's what time travel does.
All right, so you got back Friday night. That foul call on the illegal screen against Iowa?
I mean,
it was
sure.
Bogus as hell.
It was similar to this. I called the Iowa game where the whole it's not a fair catch thing with Cooper DeJean. I don't know if you remember that. Iowa, Minnesota.
Okay.
So I was on the call for that game.
Yeah, Tanny, remember that game?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you guys remember Cooper DeJean?
It's kind of a big deal.
You guys are cool with me starting
season.
Here, right, with a week and a half old Iowa story.
Cooper DeJean is going to be the first round white corner, right? When's the last time we saw a white kid playing corner drafted in the first
might
round?
Might be the first corner, period.
Jason,
but yeah, see, he will definitely be
what was
a white
his name?
Corner.
Sehorn.
Jason Sehorn. He'll
definitely be a white corner when he gets drafted.
Some of you kids are too young to even remember white corners.
Back in my day.
They were a thing.
Uh-huh. Right. I got four of them on my quilt.
Right. But the whole screen thing, I mean, it was a fine call.
Okay.
It was a fine call.
All right, good. But anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
We got a lot to catch you up on, and we got a lot of football to probe your brain with.
Missed a lot.
And we will do so. Craig Counsell, the Cubs manager, coming up at 3 o'clock. Tell
the Cubs
a friend.
Have a new manager?
Yeah. Have you not heard about that? Man, you were gone a long time. It wasn't a day and a half in the future.
Right.
It was a year and a half in the past. But yeah, we'll talk to Craig Counsell and we'll talk to Steve Stone. So heavy baseball hour in the 3. We'll do polls position at the top of the 4 and we'll probe your football brain. In addition to some Caleb Williams stuff, because you'd had to talk Caleb this morning on the Big Ten television network,
yes.
Right?
Uh-huh, I did.
All right, good.
Yep, spent some time doing that.
We will get into that. We have a lot of other things to get to, and along the way, we will take your phone calls and your texts, of course, at 312-644-6767. We are broadcasting from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Reminder that when we do get to the draft, draft coverage on the Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I'll say this, though, Anthony Herron.
I'm listening.
The moment that the story leaked about the White Sox stadium at the 78, that possibility, I was smitten.
Okay.
I got very excited. Mm-hmm. And my baseball romance brain and heart took over. And I found the idea of the White Sox salvaging relevance and salvaging a thriving spot in the near South Loop, righting a wrong of how badly they'd screwed up the stadium business in the early 90s.
You're a glass half full kind of guy.
Oh, man. And I was picturing it and I was imagining it and I was saying, oh, man, this is a better when it's a thriving two-team town. It just
mm-hmm.
is.
Right.
And all the possibilities. And I wrote about it on 670thescore.com. And progressively, as the story has gone on, it's felt a little more shady and skeezy as the thing has gone on, and you start thinking about a whole bunch of different factors. And I've gone through sort of a process where, like, I mean, hell, when Sherman Dillard
stages of grief,
not grief, just sort of reconciliation a little bit. I still like it.
That's one of the stages of grief.
I have wanted it to happen. When Sherman Dillard Thomas was in here, he was talking to us about the neighborhood that they're leaving behind, and just all sorts of things going on in my head. And then the season started, and that's been misery. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but
I tried not to.
Every day is worse.
Yeah.
Every day is worse. Mm. And there's the injuries, and then
so
Clevenger, and then another injury.
How is it possible this early to have this many injuries?
We'll get to that. A.J. Pruszynski had some thoughts on foul territory on that, and I talked to a medical source earlier today, so we'll talk about that at some point along the way for sure. But and then you start hearing some more stuff about the 78, and then this story comes out this morning that the person behind the stadium plan is not just the company Related Midwest and Stephen Ross, the billionaire who owns the Dolphins. No. Because Related Midwest, the company that's owned by Stephen Ross, they just have a very small piece of this giant thing. So it's bigger than the billionaire, Stephen Ross.
Wow.
It's this Iraqi billionaire.
Oh, boy.
This Iraqi billionaire who...
What's beyond a billionaire? Is that a zillionaire?
I don't know. This guy has more.
Okay.
And he's got a lot of money, and he was involved with this shady fixer Rezko. Tony Rezko was a political fixer for Blago, and there's a picture of Namdi Auchi there with
that's
Blago.
Why that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, man, it's just so unseemly, and you're reading it, and you're like, oh my God, really? This is who's behind this? And you're like, oh, Reinsdorf is aware of the association with the Iraqi billionaire, but he's not sure of the details. And then you get a little lower, and you realize that Namdi Auchi served 2 years in prison after he and 76 others, including Saddam Hussein, were convicted of attempting to assassinate Iraq's prime minister in 1959. And that's the moment I laughed. That's the moment I looked up from my screen and I let out an involuntary laugh.
Just
because
a hearty.
Just when you think the White Sox season can't feel worse, when the whole stadium thing can't feel dirtier, you get to freaking Saddam Hussein's pal.
Including Saddam Hussein.
You get to a friend of Hussein.
But paragraph that ends with including Saddam Hussein.
We are laughing. I did. Danny, I was like, I'm doing my due diligence. You know me. I like to have the details on the stadium stuff. It's I really like to know what's going on here. And then I get to that.
That's where you see more details and you stop reading.
I'm done.
It's too much. They've gone too far.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's like the Passion of the Christ. It's like, all right, we get it. It's been a little bit too long. I'm in enough agony right now.
At some point, I've gotten
the message.
Hasn't he learned his lesson?
Yes, I hope so.
That's not an association I expected to be made. But yeah, there we are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, what can... I mean, even the most baseball romantic among us, who has been picturing this stadium and imagining it, is now having to reconcile Saddam Hussein crony behind the 78.
You're with me on the bottom two hemisphere thing now. It's completely turned your entire spectrum on this whole thing.
What hemisphere are we in again? We're the northern, right?
We're currently in the northern.
We are.
I think. Somewhere in the multiverse.
And you're now a southern hemisphere guy.
I'm a big time southern hemisphere guy.
I think I might be with you.
By my shirt. I think
I might want to bail on the northern hemisphere.
Yeah, very few guns
and
down
go
there.
To the south. Uh-huh. I mean, seriously, the unlikability of every news story, it just sucks, man. And I'm not officially withdrawing my vision and my love for the idea of the stadium, but I'm as close as I've ever been.
You had all the remaining positivity about the Sox on this show, did you not? Like, weren't you the one kind of holding out any positivity for the Sox in the coming future?
Well, yeah. Well, I know what it can do. Mm. I know what a properly done new stadium in a great spot can do. They failed with it so much. And it's just it has been a debacle, even though it's a nice place to go and it still maintains that they failed on the economic viability of it. And now they complain. And with all of that, this still is the last great chance for the White Sox to find a truly great spot and make it all work for decades with new possibilities. But man, it's the hardest it has ever been to even be remotely behind this idea. And that sucks.
Have you asked Shane and Tanny if it makes him feel any worse?
I have not. I have not.
The whole Saddam Hussein crony.
Yeah, how are you guys doing with Saddam Hussein's White Sox Association today? How did that go over?
Here's the thing. I know it's a Friday, so we're a little bit looser, but I'm anti-terrorism. One of my things.
Okay.
One of my things. And I know we're technically allies of Iraq, right?
Yeah,
so this guy, we should.
Well, it's because we took out his pal.
Well, exactly. He deserved to be taken out.
I agree.
Right? But no, I'm not with this.
Yeah.
I don't want to give one of Saddam Hussein's buddies money.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
Well, I know.
Exactly, Ant. Thank you.
Ant got us there.
Yeah.
Finally. It's like the 14th comment on any Tribune news story. Used to get
thanks,
to Obama.
Obama.
Yeah. You could be like, how many comments could you get?
Right.
And even still, we get there. So that sucked, you know?
Understandably so.
Yeah.
Yes.
But,
but what if they build a gorgeous new stadium?
I know. It'd be exciting.
People aren't as angry about LIV Golf anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Because that's the other part of it is you've always known that big Arab money was going to try and find its way into professional team sports. And that has been an undercurrent of all sorts of conversations. And everybody knows it's coming, especially into baseball. Like, you know, there's going to be, how do you match Steve Cohen? You go get that money. So But this isn't, I mean, I've been able to look at this and think, oh, maybe Stephen Ross, that's an eventual owner of the Chicago White Sox. But now it turns out, no, he's just kind of marginally related with the development company, and maybe the Iraqi billionaire can get in there.
Do you think there's a bunch of oil underneath the side of the 78?
See, we don't know. Like, Lawrence had this whole thing, like, something weird is under there.
It looks oily.
It's not, that's not why it hasn't been developed. It's been developed in part because this guy couldn't get a visa to come here.
Oh, it's the Iraqi criminal part.
Yeah, the Iraqi criminal part. Yeah. Convicted of felonies in two different European countries, I do believe.
Maybe Jerry doesn't know.
That's certainly a way that they could play it, and certainly a way.
Maybe Jerry's unaware.
Oh, God,
in the country this shape is in, the shape this country's in, I mean.
Damn right, Hank. 670 The Score
now
is where you
drive.
Are. 670 The Score is where you are. Craig Counsell, top of the hour. I missed my chance to discuss yesterday, and I think it's helpful now that you and I are here, a couple of more mature gentlemen, and older gentlemen, either way, have stepped into the OJ chat. We'll do that before Counsell, top of the hour on The Score.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq, I mean of Ukraine.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.